You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Why should New Zealanders care so much about this?
Because your children will curse you if you don't.
The Wire.
You're tuned into 95BFM. About 1,000 University of Auckland staff are going on strike today after failing to reach a pay rise agreement with their employer. The Tertiary Education Union says all staff at the university should be given a fair and equitable increase in pay, but a satisfactory agreement with university management had not been reached following 7 months of negotiations. Yesterday, BFM reporter Ambrose Omega caught up with Antonia Verstappen from the TEU about what the strike entails.
The TEU's claim is really about fair pay. So at the moment, there's quite a lot of inequality in the pay scales at the University of Auckland between our most well-paid and our lowest-paid staff. So particularly, our lowest-paid staff are sort of our professional staff. Women are really overrepresented in that category. So our fair pay claim is really about kind of bridging some of that gap. So to sort of do this, what we're proposing is having a flat rate increase rather than a percentage. So that means that all of our staff would get the exact same pay increase of $1,200 rather than, percentage being where those who are getting higher salaries receive a lot more than the lowest paid.
Yeah. Okay. Just to actually build on that. So you want to do a flat rate. From what I read, you want to do a percentage, 1.2% first year and then flat rate second. Is that correct?
Yeah, that is. That's currently our claim. So yeah. Initially, we were hoping to negotiate a flat rate increase for 2017. So just bearing in mind that we've been in negotiations with the university since the 9th of June last year. So we have been trying to secure a flat rate increase for staff for this year. When the university sort of came out and said that they were going to go with the percentage increase for non-union members, we did amend our claim to try and get some traction and are claiming for the 1.2% this year, which is what non-union staff members have already received from the 1st of February, and then for 2018 from the 1st of February going for the $1,200 flat rate.
Yeah, so I get what you're saying with, you want to do a flat rate so that the pay gap doesn't just stay the same, basically, just with higher numbers for everyone. But won't just adding $1,200 onto everyone else's pay do a similar thing? Won't it just increase the pay, like the pay gap will remain the same?
Well, no, because essentially what a flat rate pay increase does is it means that those who are earning lower salaries mean that they get a much higher percentage increase than those who are earning, the top salaries at the university. So what that means is that we can slowly start to really reduce that gap in salaries. I mean, yes, there's still quite a big difference there, but it's just a measure for us to start going about reducing those big differences. And our members have expressed to us that that's a really big priority for them and something that they're really prepared to do. And even our members who earn the highest salaries have said that, they're willing to forego a bigger salary increase so that their colleagues who are earning lower salaries can get more.
AUSA is supporting strike. They've come out and done that press release.
They are.
And that's really great. It's cool to have unity between staff and students, especially on an issue like this. But I was wondering, how do you guys plan to kind of negate the negative effects this could have on the learning of some students? Because some tutors will have to be missed for this.
Yeah, great question. So this is really a last resort for us, having strike action taking place during class time. As I mentioned before, we've actually been in negotiations since June of 2016. So it's been, about 9 months now that we've been trying to negotiate this collective agreement with the university. And we've done everything that we can to this point to, really stop any strike action that we take from affecting our students, because, all we really want to do is get on with teaching our students and doing our research, and we really don't want to impact our students. That's a really important thing for our members. Our previous strike action has actually been focused on not having that. So we did strikes that were, we had a one-hour strike last year that was outside of lecture time so that no lectures needed to be cancelled. And our other strike actions have been around just working to the number of hours that we contracted for. Again, would have minimal impact on students. So we've sort of taken this strike action reluctantly because we don't seem to be making any progress with the university. And it's really unfortunate that we do need to take this, but at this point, we don't really have any other option to try and progress our claims without taking some kind of strike action that does unfortunately impact on students. But it is really nice to have students supporting us, and having that support is really meaningful to our members.
Strike began today at 10 a.m. and will finish at 2 p.m. as staff and students march up and down Simon Street from the Auckland University Library to Kay Road. At 11:30 a.m. this morning, producer Jess Smith spoke to Emily, a student from Auckland University, to get an update on how the strike is going.
There's about 200 or 300 people.
Awesome. And how much student support is there along with them?
Yeah, there's like about 40 or 50 students.
Oh, cool, that's awesome.
Yeah.
So what's currently happening? I've heard you guys are marching through to Kay Road, is that right?
Yeah, so the march went up to kind of by the new medical, the new science building.
Oh, yeah, cool.
To the intersection at the top of Wells, the top of Wakefield Street.
Oh, yeah, and where did you guys start from?
So it left from outside the library and went up to the intersection by Wakefield Street. Then the intersection was held for a little while, and now the march is heading back down outside the library.
Oh yeah, cool. And do you know if the Vice Chancellor has in any way addressed the strike so far?
Not that I know of, but they do love not to, so it's very likely that he's going to pretend nothing's happening.
Yeah. And what advice do you have for the Vice Chancellor?
Yeah, I mean, he's a class enemy, and he maintains the exploitation of workers at the university. Not only high-paid academics, but cleaners, administration staff, payloads, you know, impossible workloads on everybody here who are the university. We are the university, not management like STEAR. And the longer that this kind of class antagonism goes on for, the more brutal the resolution of that contradiction is going to have to be. The best thing that Stuart can do is to immediately concede to the TU's demands.
Like, naked is the theme. Like, people just love getting naked.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.